Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse-style intro for a jungle, old-school DNB track with that pirate radio energy, right inside Ableton Live 12. We're aiming for that cold concrete room feeling, heavy subs held back, dusty brakes rolling underneath, chopped vocal flashes cutting through the fog, and just enough tension to make it feel like someone has spun a dubplate live on air. Now, why does the intro matter so much in DNB? Because the first 16 to 32 bars are not just a warm-up. They establish the identity of the tune, the groove, and whether the track is actually useful in a DJ set. In jungle and old-school DNB especially, the intro often carries the whole personality. It's where you hint at the break, tease the bass, and set the mood before the drop lands and everything opens up. So our goal is simple. Build an intro that feels dark, gritty, underground, and mixable, but still alive with movement. Let's start by setting the project up properly. Go for 172 BPM if you want that sweet spot between jungle bounce and old school pressure, though anywhere from 170 to 174 works well. If you know the key of the tune, set it now, because a dark intro usually benefits from keeping the bass tease and atmosphere in one tonal center. Create tracks for drums, break layer, sub or bass tease, atmosphere, box or radio effects, and then return tracks for reverb and delay. If you want, you can also set up a dirt or saturation bus for extra grit. Put a utility on your master or a monitoring chain so you can quickly check mono, because low-end discipline matters a lot here. While you're building, keep your master peaks around -6 dB. That gives you room for the drop later and keeps the mix from getting boxed in too early. Now let's build the main rhythmic foundation. Drag in an Amen-style break or any classic break you can legally use. If you're slicing it, use Slice to new MIDI track and map by Transient so you can chop it up cleanly. We are not trying to make a full-on drum drop yet. We want a two-bar pattern that feels like the intro is already moving, but still holding back. Focus on the obvious kick and snare anchors. Then add ghost notes and tiny variations so it feels human. The groove should have a little push and pull, not perfect grid stiffness. This is where groove pull comes in. Try a subtle swing groove, something like a 16th note swing with a light amount. Don't overdo it, just enough to make the break breathe and shuffle. Then use velocity to shape the dynamics. Keep the main snare hit stronger, around 95 to 110, and let ghost notes sit much lower, around 30 to 60. That contrast is a big part of the old school feel. If the break needs a bit more attitude, add drum bus lightly, a little drive, a touch of transient, and maybe a very small amount of crunch can bring the break forward without turning it into modern processed mush. The key idea here is that the break is your master clock. In this style, if the drums feel good, everything else can be more minimal than you think. Let the break define the energy, and make the other elements answer it. Next, we'll shape the atmosphere. This is where the warehouse room really starts to appear. You can use a field recording, a noise source, or a synth drone. Ableton stock devices like Wavetable, Analog or Operator all work well for this. The goal is not a lush ambient pad. The goal is texture and distance. Take a simple waveform or a noise-based source, low-pass it heavily, and add very slow modulation to the cutoff. Keep the sound wide enough to feel spacious, but don't let the low end get messy or facey. Then carve it with EQ8. High-pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. Cut a little around 300 to 600 if it gets boxy, and tame any harshness around 2 to 4 kHz if it starts poking forward too much. Send some of this atmosphere to a long reverb return. A decay of 4 to 8 seconds with a short pre-delay can create that warehouse tail without washing out the groove. The trick is to keep it feeling like a room tone, not a pretty ambient wash. Now bring in the pirate radio flavor. This is where the intro gets its identity. You do not need a full vocal performance. In fact, less is often more. A few chopped vocal hits, a short phrase, a yo, rewind, or select a style snippet, plus some static or tuning noise can do a lot of work. Process the vocal with EQ8 first. High pass it so it stays out of the sub range. Then add saturator for some soft clip grit. A little echo, maybe on a dotted eighth or straight eighth, can give it that radio space bounce. Reverb can help too, but keep it controlled. If you want a more broken, unstable feel, use beat repeat sparingly. Tiny glitches or occasional stutters can make it feel like a live broadcast rather than a polished vocal chop. A really useful move here is to automate the filter cutoff over a few bars, so the vocal feels like it's arriving from a distance. You can also automate delay feedback just before a phrase ends, or let one repeat bloom into space. Keep the vocal snippets sparse. One or two strong phrases every 8 bars is plenty. If you use too many, It stops feeling like tension and starts feeling like chatter. Now let's tease the bass without revealing the full drop. This is a huge part of making a DNB intro feel real. The listener should feel the bass line before it fully arrives. Use operator or wavetable to build a restrained Reese or sub pulse. Two detuned oscillators can give you that classic Reese motion, or you can pair a sine sub with a mid-range saw layer for more character. Keep the note pattern minimal, maybe just one or two notes per bar. This is not the full bass line yet. It's just a hint. Filter it heavily. Start with a low pass cutoff around 150 to 400 Hz, depending on how much presence you want. Add a bit of saturation, but don't overcook it. If you want movement, use auto filter with a slow LFO or gentle envelope. The point is to suggest power without giving away the drop. Also, keep the low end mono. Anything below about 120 Hz should stay locked down. Use utility to narrow the sub if necessary. Let only the upper harmonics spread a little. That way the intro feels wide and atmospheric, but the foundation stays stable. Try arranging the bass tees like a conversation with the break. For example, no bass in bars 1 and 2, then a single filtered note at the end of bar 3 or 4. In bars 5 through 8, answer the snare with a short call and response. By bars 9 through 12, let the bass pulse a little more regularly, still filtered. Then in bars 13 through 16, open it slightly so the listener can feel the drop coming. Now we need fills, stabs, and phrase lifts. Warehouse intros live or die by phrasing. Every 4 or 8 bars, something needs to shift so the section feels intentional. That could be a snare fill, a reverse crash, a short stab chord, or even a one-beat drum stop. You can duplicate the last beat of the break and pitch it slightly, gate a snare tail, reverse a crash, or throw a short delay onto one snare hit at the end of a phrase. Keep it old school. Don't make it too clean or too polished. A slightly rough fill often feels more authentic in jungle and early DNB. At this stage, it's worth zooming in and checking the micro timing. Small timing differences matter a lot in this genre. Ghost snares can sit a touch late, hats can push slightly ahead, bass can land a little behind the drums, and vocal effects can float loosely on top like they were pulled from a live radio recording. You can use track delay sparingly, or just nudge notes directly in the MIDI clip. The goal is not random looseness. It's controlled instability. The break should swing, the top percussion can beat a little ahead, the bass tees can sit behind, and the vocal effects can feel free and reactive. Now let's automate the tension arc across the full 16 bars. Think of the intro like it's breathing. You don't want a huge obvious sweep from the start. You want a gradual reveal. In bars 1 to 4, keep it sparse, break, atmosphere, maybe a hint of room tone. In bars 5 to 8, bring in a vocal flash and the first bass tease. In bars 9 to 12, increase drum activity and let the filtered bass repeat a little more. Then in bars 13 to 16, add the rise, more brightness, a fill, a reverse hit, a delay throw, and a final cue into the drop. Automate small things. Filter cutoff, reverb wet amount, saturation drive, bass openness, atmosphere volume. Tiny moves can create a lot of tension. In this style, subtle evolution often reads as deeper than big dramatic sweeps. Now bus things together so you can glue and control the mix. Put your drums on a drum bus and add a glue compressor with only a little gain reduction. You want the transients to survive, so don't squash it. A bit of drum bus can add snap and saturation if needed. Put your atmosphere on its own bus and clean out any low rumble with EQ8. If it feels too static, a subtle chorus ensemble can help, but keep it very light. On the vocal effects bus, make sure the echoes and reverbs are controlled. Use utility if the vocal feels too wide. The low end and the intro atmosphere should remain separate so the drop still has somewhere to go. A good intro mix is slightly undercooked on purpose. It should feel like it's still being found, not fully presented. Hold back some brightness and some low end weight until the transition. That restraint is what makes the drop feel bigger. A few common pitfalls to watch out for. First, too much bass too early. That kills the anticipation. Keep the tees filtered and save the real weight for later. Second, a break that sounds flat and mechanical. Fix that with swing, velocity variation, and little edits. Third, pirate radio effects that feel cheesy or distracting. Keep them short and rhythmic. Fourth, atmosphere that masks the drums. High pass and carve the mids. And finally, if the intro has no phrase logic, it will feel like a loop instead of a section. Make sure something changes every 4 or 8 bars. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it further. Resample your break bus after adding saturation and transient shaping, then chop the printed audio for a more cohesive old-school feel. Add a very low volume sine pulse under the bass T's to suggest power, without fully revealing it. Try a parallel dirt return with saturation or overdrive, and blend in just enough to rough up the ghosts and tails. You can also layer in room tone, metal hits, or distant clangs, then high pass them hard so they sit as texture rather than percussion. If you want even more DJ energy, try call and response between two break patterns every two bars, or throw in a fake drop moment, where everything thins out for one bar before slamming back in. That kind of contrast can make the real drop hit much harder without adding more elements. One last coaching note. Check the intro at low volume. If it still has attitude when turned down, then the rhythm and phrasing are strong enough. That's usually a good sign the track will work in a club too. So the big idea is this. Build from the break. Keep the low end controlled. Use pirate radio fragments for identity and automate the tension in small musical moves. If your intro feels like a cold, gritty warehouse with motion in every bar, then you're absolutely on the right track.